Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. What will this winter's weather hold for farmers? We'll just have to wait and see, but for one orchard operator last year, cold weather got them off to a rocky start.
Oh yes, back in February of last year, and our farm got 17 below zero, and that took care of all the peach crop. And most of Kentucky was in the same situation. In far western Kentucky, they did have a peach crop. It didn't get as cold. But when you get down in the teens below zero, you're in real trouble with peaches. But our apples came off really well. We had a great crop of apples.
Don Haney of Haney's Appledale Farm in Pulaski County says it turned out to be one of, if not their best, overall years ever. Their farm is located very near Lake Cumberland, and he feels there is a lake effect weather-wise, maybe.
A climatologist would have to tell me that. But we do have crops sometimes when other people don't. And we had a pretty much full crop of apples this year. And I've been talking up here at this meeting already with some number of growers that are friends of mine around the state. They had less than that. They had a spring freeze in April that we did not get. And I attribute that to being near the body of water.
Regarding the very wet spring and early summer, he says they got through that fine. And for the record, compared to a drought year, he's fine with a little extra rain. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage because it's good.
I ran into Don Haney at the recent statewide fruit and vegetable conference earlier this month. He discussed roadside markets like theirs being a product outlet for other farmers and for them a chance to add value-added products too.
Yeah, absolutely. We do a lot of pies. It's been a real plus for us. And anything you do value-added is going to be an addition to your marketing. We have cider. We do a lot of canned goods. We do not do those on farm.
But they do buy them from Kentucky Proud Entrepreneurs as an extra market feature. Don's brother Mark is Kentucky Farm Bureau president and several years back helped form the group's certified roadside market program. It features annual market tours, which are great for new ideas, like from a tour photo, a playground concept they just completed last season, still with a question on the source of that photo.
And I say it was in Alabama and my wife said it was in Oregon, so I don't know exactly which one it was that it didn't say on the picture.
But Don, a very wise man, concluded that his wife must have been right. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.